To Recovery 101.
Thank you to Fran for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMHADRAMOUSC.
Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
What was that from?
The King and I. The King and I.
Oh, the King and I. Clearly. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shall you not see me so manic tonight?
It's late.
It's
it's Wednesday. You're the choral princess.
I know. I've got a bunch of songs in my head right now.
Boy, Shelley would have loved doing this show when we used to start it at 10, an hour drive from here.
I did go a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was boring as all get out. For 4 hours we were there.
She's a working girl now, though.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Oh, wait, maybe I should rephrase that.
Were you working then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was working then.
Okay.
She wasn't on the show then, per se. She was on there once with her sponsor.
I was on twice.
Were you? Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Which sponsor?
The one that sucks.
The one that sucks? Okay.
Yeah. You know what that means? You printed it, right?
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout-outs to...
The Rat Pack?
Let me guess, the Rat Pack?
Well, no, not exactly. Well, maybe. Let me think. Sarah and Fran and...
That's so far your Rat
Bill.
Pack.
Three,
Bill
okay.
was the powerhouse pinch hitter this week. Because I guess Robert's got a lot of stuff going on. And he didn't send anything in this week.
Way to pinch off a big one, Bill.
Send him a roll of toilet paper.
So he stepped up and he sent me like 10 stories. So that was really good.
These better be good.
Awesome.
Also, Donald sent one in. And
so far, there's no non-Rat Packers.
I don't know.
I always like
Phil?
It when we like give shout-outs like
Maggie?
Like Donald's thing. It
Chris?
May not even show up till next show.
Yeah.
He'll get a double shout-out for sending him one story.
Okay.
Shout-out, y'all.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give a shout-out to Terry.
Okay.
Terry.
Our good
okay.
friend Terry.
Oh, okay. And Howard. Howard.
He listens to every show.
Howard the Duck?
Downloads it to his phone and everything, listens to every show. We hang out with him sometimes. He rarely gets to go to coffee because he gets up early to go to work. So, Terry, this is just like you having coffee with us.
He only goes, I know. Without the coffee.
Without the buzz.
Yeah. actually, the first story I have isn't even on the list.
Oh.
Because I have to do a special Hero of the Week. Because I read a story. I read a story actually after I had printed out the boozy news. Oh, God's calling again.
Yes, he is.
John Bon Jovi. Is our hero of...
Is he living on a prayer?
No.
He's halfway there.
He's our... Oh, am I going to be able to say this or not?
No.
He is our hero of how many ever weeks? I don't know how many. He and his wife run something called the John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation. It's a non-profit charity. Apparently, you know, he's taking care of his money. He's invested well. He lives modestly. And most of what he does is charity-driven. And he and his wife just opened a restaurant called the Soul Kitchen in New Jersey. And if anybody is within even remotely driving distance, they should go. It's a pay-what-you-can restaurant catering gourmet food for people who can't afford to feed their families.
I'd go there on days I forgot to take my wallet.
No, that's not the point. There's no prices on the menu. There are white envelopes on the table. You can put money in if you don't want to. If you still want to pay for your meal, there's a register at the front where you can sign up for various community, volunteer for various community projects to give back to the community. And it's like a regular restaurant. It's not like a soup kitchen.
Beer and wine?
Better not let the Occupy Wall Street people know that.
No, I think it's a great idea. And did you know
Occupy Wall Street's just about done? It's getting cold at night.
You know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shani.
And also, his foundation has, in the last couple of years, purchased land for and built 260 homes for families that didn't have any place to live.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he does tons of stuff. He and Bon Jovi, the band, give charity concerts at Count Basie Theater, like, frequently, every year. And all of the money goes to charity. Hmm. I mean, he puts his money where his mouth is. I think he's a great guy.
So.
Go ahead.
We've been talking about, someone and I was talking about the Occupy Wall Street thing earlier, and we were discussing, you know, whatever. Like, what they were for and my thing was the lack of exit strategy. So we're going to go down and we're going to, you know, protest, and I guess now we're going to take tents and we're going to stay for how long? Like, you know, until the entire system gets changed. I mean, it's like there's no real good exit strategy. And our good friend Lee said,
"There's also no
sure
plan.
There is." He goes, "The exit strategy, at least in New York, soon is going to be the weather."
Yeah.
And he says, "You're going to see how many people are occupying Wall Street when it's 20 below." He goes, "Not going to be a lot."
No.
Of course, out here we won't have that same issue. They'll be occupying wherever they're occupying in L.A.
Yeah, but the problem with L.A. is too vast. You can't really get to grips with stopping traffic in L.A. because people just take a side street.
They should occupy MacArthur Park.
There are already people living in MacArthur Park.
That's what I'm saying. It's perfect.
They should occupy Lafayette Park.
Where's Lafayette Park?
In front of the White House.
Oh, perfect.
If you're going to protest, go protest the guy who's causing the issue.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know. That's all his fault. Jeez.
Well, it ain't George Bush's fault. Or is it still George Bush's fault? Maybe it is George Bush's fault.
I think that it's a conglomeration of faults. I think there are a lot of people that you could point fingers at.
I think it's the fault of all those people down on Wall Street who should go get a job.
Well, that's part of the problem, is there aren't any.
30% of the people down there, they think 30 to 40% of them are homeless, and they're hanging out there because they're not being rousted by the cops at all there, and people are bringing down food. There was a thing on the news today. Cop cars were getting defecated on, and they were comparing it to, like, the Tea Party, and the Tea Party guys.
What?
The Tea Party, no. People were trying to draw comparisons. The Tea Party guy goes, "Look, you can say whatever you want about the Tea Party." He goes, "We're not defecating on police cars." And he goes, "You know what? We go down and we protest for a while, and you know what we do? We go home."
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever see the picture after the Tea Party event in D.C.? And they showed the park afterwards, and it looked like nobody had ever even been there. Then they had that union. They had that union protest, and it looked like a bomb went off. It's like clean up after yourself, folks.
But you know what? It's like those meetings where you go to a meeting, and they've got a. Yeah. We've talked about it. You go to a meeting, the cleanup crew's got 130 years between them. Everything is cleaned up spotless.
Yeah.
You go to a meeting where a bunch of newcomers have all the commitments, and there's crap laying all over the place. When it's all done, the trash cans are full. It's like, dudes, guys.
Meanwhile, back to the news.
Thank you.
Yeah, Shelly is like really annoyed right now.
I have no. Y'all can just keep going on, and then I don't have to do any work.
We could do that every week.
On and on and on.
Save her lots of time.
Lindsay's back in the news.
Lilo. Yeah.
Lilo, yes. She actually wore appropriate clothing to court
today.
She's
also back in handcuffs.
Yes. She wore appropriate clothing to court today, though, and she did not have a few painted on her fingernails.
Oh, I thought maybe she wore appropriate clothing because she was wearing, like, a county jail outfit.
No.
She's maturing.
However, her makeup, if you saw a picture of her face, she must have been frying on something. Her eyes were bright red. She had, like, huge amounts of blush and mascara and eyeshadow on. I mean, it was like a Tammy Faye Baker face. It was really bizarre. At any rate, she got her she didn't show up for her last four times that she was supposed to do her community service, so she got her probation revoked and was arrested. She will probably end up in jail.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
What?
Doesn't that usually go one with the other? If she's already been arrested, isn't she in jail now?
No, I mean...
No, she's not in jail now.
She, yeah, well...
She was in jail
did
earlier.
Did she get bailed out? Because it was $100,000 bail.
Yeah, she bailed herself out.
Okay, so she's been bailed
she
out.
Had her, she had it in her purse.
She's going to have to go back, and they'll probably sentence her. Because she got kicked out of the program that they put her in to do her community service because she never showed up.
Hmm. Judge ordered her to do 16 hours of community service before her hearing date.
16 hours?
Yeah.
She could have done that in 2 days hanging out at an Alano club.
She was supposed to do a total of 260.
Yeah, 16 between now and her court date.
Still.
Where is she going to do it, though? They kicked her out of the program.
There's a million places you can do community service.
I got places for her. I got places for her to do community service. She can do
You know what?
She can do my yard.
Yeah, she can do my yard.
No. Huh. No.
Believe me, that would be a help
PSA,
to the community.
You know what? She could do PSAs for Recovery 101 Radio.
That's it.
That
would
be awesome.
We'd sign off. Lindsay, you do PSAs.
Yes.
We'll sign off on community service
yes,
for you.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I don't know that I really want
we're all meeting. We're all meeting secretaries.
Being a spokesperson for Recovery 101.
Okay, listen. If you could get Lindsay Lohan on the show, you'd be all over it. Are you kidding?
I don't think so.
Saying, hey, Charlie Sheen wants to come on the show or anybody else who's been at Dope.
Ew. Robert Downey Jr. I'd take.
Oh, I'd take Charlie. I'd take Charlie
Sheen?
In a heartbeat.
No.
That'd be an entertaining show.
Oh, my God.
No.
Shelly wouldn't take Lindsay Lohan on the show or Charlie Sheen.
I'd take Alice Cooper really? On the show.
Yeah, he's sober. I'd take him.
Oh, is he? I don't want him.
Well, I don't want to friend anybody
Nicole
out.
Richie?
I mean, but he wrote a book about it.
Sure.
Britney Spears?
No.
Wow. You know what? That indicates to me the level of entertainment knowledge you have for like what would make a show get listened to. I'm pretty sure that if we had Lindsay Lohan live on the show, we could get a few extra listeners for that.
Shelly's trying to maintain a level of serenity that's important to her.
Okay.
By just talking smack about him in stories?
Yes.
Is that how we get it? She doesn't want him here in person. Oh, I could hear that totally. Yeah. So could the listeners.
Shelly, you got anything else for us?
San Benito County, which is in California.
Sure is.
They have applied for a $1.3 million federal grant because they need help to implement programs to deal with their underage drinking problem. Do you know how the teens are managing to smuggle vodka into the school every day?
How?
Oh, I don't know. In their water bottles?
No. Oh, nothing that obvious. They had to...
Boba bags?
They had to ban all forms of gummy candy because what the kids are doing is...
Shooting it
soaking,
up
soaking,
soaking
them.
You soak the gummy bears in the vodka, and it soaks up all the vodka, and then you just eat the gummy bears.
Wouldn't?
Wow.
Seems like vodka would start to discombobulate the sugar in gummy
only if
bears.
You put too much vodka in, but no, because alcohol's a fixative, so it doesn't.
Didn't they say they were soaking it?
Yeah, but not a lot. I mean, well, it's a lot, but it's not a lot. Okay, I saw a video, but I'm not going to tell you where the video is because I don't need to be giving people information on how to do this.
Where online would videos be? I wonder.
So
you do. You do.
Anyway, so that's the new
kid threw
teen
nine gummy
thing.
Bears into his orange juice.
So if your kids suddenly develop a big taste for gummy bears, you know, watch out.
I have a big
every,
taste for gummy bears.
Every parent in America is looking at their kid right now going, I wonder if they're drinking. Because, like, every kid in America likes gummy bears.
We've got two from Ohio right in a row.
Ohio.
Yes. High in the middle and round on the sides.
Like the women there.
This is really sad. A woman in northeastern Ohio, in the Akron area, was helping the school bus driver pull around some cars, directing him around some parked cars into through a small space on the street.
Oh, this could only turn out bad.
Who did they run over?
No, a truck coming the other direction plowed into her and killed her right in front of her kids on the bus.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
The wheels on the bus.
Feels secure that only like three or four of them saw it.
No, the kids had to be taken away to...
No, but I mean only three or four of them actually saw it. Because half the bus isn't even on the side she got hit. And probably if it was, depending where she was standing, only a few kids would actually see it. I'm not saying it wasn't screwed for them, but...
It was her kids on the bus.
Of her own children?
Yes.
Oh.
Why wasn't she taking them home? Why would a woman be there and send her kids on the bus?
They were going to school.
They were going to school.
Oh, jeez. In Zanesville, Ohio.
Never mind.
Oh, they were probably really making sure to see Mom. Let me wave bye to Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Okay, that's just sad. Okay, you know what?
No, I think it's sad.
It's really sad.
I think it's sad.
It's really sad.
Mark and Sarah, are laughing at
and this
is
horrible.
Death.
You want to know the really horrible part?
What?
Those kids have no parents now because their father died in August.
Ooh. Oh, that puts a different thing on it now, doesn't it, Sarah? Oh, now here she goes laughing again.
Don't
I feel like a heartless bastard?
Jeez. Yeah, I was just going to say Sarah's heartless. Look at her.
In Zanesville, Ohio.
Sarah's crying. She's laughing so hard.
Can we move on to Zanesville now?
Yeah, what's going on in Zanesville?
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh,
that's
my.
What's happening in Zanesville.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. All over the place.
Yeah.
A guy who owned like 60-something wild animals, many of them aggressive, decided to open all the cages, open all the gates, let them all out, and then kill himself. So the police have spent the last 2 days hunting these animals down, and they don't have the manpower or the equipment to capture them humanely, plus the fact that they're feral animals.
Yeah.
There weren't the resources. So now there's all these animal rights groups that are up in arms over the fact that they've killed these animals. And it's like, what were they going to do? I mean, let them roam around the school grounds? I mean,
I think they just opened up bear season.
Yeah.
And tiger season.
We got a little trophy hunting going on, which is fine with me because they had to shut down all the schools. People were staying off the roads. People were staying home from work because nobody knew if they walked out their door if they were going to get stomped by a lion.
Okay.
You know what? At least it wasn't in Alabama where everybody would have been out with a gun.
Let me tell you a secret about that story because I saw that earlier today.
Yeah.
Not one of them was killed more than a couple hundred yards from where they got released. It's not like they were way out and about. I mean, 2 days, they didn't get out of the grounds of the place because they all hung out where they knew.
Okay, I don't know where you heard that story, but the one I'm
reading
here... I saw
the pictures of the animals all over the guy's lawn.
Those were the ones that they killed when they first got there. The reason they went to the house in the first place was because there were neighbors 10 miles away reporting lions and bears and things.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Wow, I don't call people that are 10 miles away a neighbor. I'm sure it wasn't like...
Well, each one of the houses in that area sits on 10 acres. It's Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, 10 acres. I thought you said 10
miles. Yes, 10 miles.
Oh.
Sarah just pointed out that they make nice rugs.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's see. Okay, here's a weird one.
I wasn't aware an acre and a mile were the same thing.
Okay, I've got a weird one. We need to move on a little. We've had almost no news. It's just been you guys talking. We've had no news.
It's a talk show.
Okay, but you're supposed to be talking about, like, okay, never.
Okay, you know what? Go ahead.
Okay, in Jacksonville, Florida, this is kind of a weird one. Weird because I'm not exactly sure why they arrested him. He's 18-year-old. He was charged with animal cruelty and resisting an officer after a witness reported that he had a headless duck in one hand and a knife in the other. And I don't know why. Nobody knows. He said he was going to cook it, but I'm not sure why they arrested him because...
Is it duck season?
Yeah. Well, it's fall. Aren't you allowed to kill and eat ducks?
Only during duck season.
It doesn't say anything about
these shoot it,
protected
though.
Ducks.
He killed the duck to eat the duck.
Yeah, he cut off its head and he said he was going to
It is Florida.
He had his grill going and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm perplexed.
I don't get
Bruce
it.
Bruce has nothing.
Oh, well, we're over time, so that's the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Yeah. The gang at, Sober College.
I don't care.
She doesn't care if we talk in the talking part. It's going to be a very boring show if we don't say anything.
She seemed really light on the news tonight, though.
Yeah. She's manic tonight. So, Mark, you have a topic that Shelley's going to talk about.
You have to talk about it, too.
Eventually.
Because I didn't put any talk restrictions on you.
I didn't put any talk restrictions on anybody. All I was saying is that we weren't getting through much of the news. I've got 15 pages of news.
Well, you know what?
We'll just do one more show today.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Don't we do that every week? It would seem like at the end of about 3 weeks, we got enough to do like four more shows. Because we'll print out 19 pages of news and go through about three of them on a show.
We should do an extra show tonight.
Which is 6 pages on 2 shows.
We'll do a show marathon. We'll go till dawn.
Out of those 19 pages, we had like 13 pages of stories that we didn't even do any of them.
I saved the pages. It's just that the stories are old. People want to hear the stories they send in.
Yeah, it's awesome. He said, she said.
The topic for tonight is how sick is your disease?
And in what way do you mean that?
Bruce, what way do we mean that?
I'm sicker than most.
Well, I mean, how sick is your disease? Is your disease healthy? Is it in check? Is it running wild? Do you see people?
My disease is healthy. It's doing push-ups every day. Are
you
kidding? See
people?
It's way healthy.
Do you see people who's sick is sicker than others?
What do you think, Shelly? Is that what the topic is?
How sick is your disease?
Or is that the topic you just made up to go with what we were doing?
No, that was the topic. How sick is your disease?
Shelly?
You're looking at me.
I introduced you, and I said, what do you think about that, Shelley?
I don't know. I think that the people that point and say, that boy, is that guy sick, are probably sicker than that guy. Because if all you have to do is sit around and point out how sick people are, then you have a problem.
Is that it?
At the moment.
Mark?
Yes?
What do you think?
I think that I've seen my disease go through stages.
Mine too.
Where it's, you know, doing really well. That's sometimes where my disease is really diseased. And, you know, my disease has been anywhere from ICU to, you know, Mr. Universe pageants. So
yeah, I think my disease has had what's the thing they stick to the middle of your chest when you OD on heroin? Adrenaline? Yeah mine's gone for the straight adrenaline.
But here's my question, though.
Bring me back.
When your disease is in ICU, does that mean you're doing well in sobriety or bad in sobriety?
I think when your disease is in ICU, that's when you're doing well in sobriety.
Okay. When your disease is like real healthy.
I say when your disease is out there doing push-ups, you're in freaking trouble.
Yeah. Okay.
If you can keep your disease in the hospital, it's probably a good thing.
Okay. Am I dyslexic?
You mean he doesn't believe in the dog?
I think.
What do you think, Shelley? See, Shelley just had another thought.
Slowly, they're traveling across my mind. They're sort of meandering. I think then that I'm in trouble because a few seconds ago, I just pointed out that people that point out that other people are sick have a problem, but then I was pointing out that those people have a problem, so therefore I have the problem.
Wow.
I just gave Mark a seizure.
Yeah, and plus you've just screwed every sponsor in the world because he looks at his sponsee and he tells them how sick they are and exactly how they're sick and what they can do not to be sick.
That's right.
So you pretty much relegated all sponsors to...
But your sponsor's like your physician. He can actually treat your disease.
No. What do you mean, physician?
Physician, heal thyself.
Because your sponsor can help you treat your disease.
Sponsor has the one great out for all of that. All you have to say is...
Did you pray about it?
Well, you could say that, but the real one is...
Apparently there's more than one great
there's
out.
There's one.
Okay.
You're right where you're supposed to be, which is a sneaky way of saying, boy, are you a mess.
Yeah.
So you're not really pointing your finger.
Yeah.
So you've never just out and out told someone they shouldn't be doing something. You've always just told them they're right where they're supposed to be. You've never given anyone direction or anything?
I've suggested things. I haven't
Why?
Told somebody they should do something.
I've suggested
Why would you suggest
too.
Something to something if there's nothing wrong with them?
I didn't say there was nothing wrong with them. I said that that was how you can tell somebody that, you know, without saying, boy, are you sick. Because wherever you are is right where you're supposed to be, even if you are sick MF-er.
But the fact that you're suggesting that they... Maybe it's just me, but the fact you're suggesting to them that they need to do something different means that what they're doing you don't think is right. That they're already sick.
I've suggested to sponsors they get their head out of their ass. Does that count?
Yeah, do you think that counts as saying that, you know, they're doing something wrong?
Yeah.
They might be sick?
Yeah.
You're sicker than most?
I was thinking.
How many people on the program have you heard say, I'm sicker than most, and wear it like it's a badge of honor? Oh, are you kidding? I'm sicker than most. I'm sicker than you are.
Usually there's a group of us nodding our heads while they're saying.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You're about as sick as you can be.
Absolutely.
You're as sick as your secrets.
It's false modesty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I went through a period of time, though, where I didn't go to many meetings, and my disease was in full bloom.
Well, it was, like you said.
It just wasn't loaded.
It was going with you to the gym. It just wasn't coming home with you at night. It was just
staying there working out all night long.
Your disease is like, fortunately, you go to 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
So I could just sit here and just pump while you're gone.
Yeah, but, it didn't get loaded, but everything but...
Yeah.
Put me into a hell of a mess, taking years to get out of it.
And you know what? I will be the first to admit that there's many times I've looked at people and thought they were sick, pointed out they were sick. They had some things not that long ago, like people we've known in the program in the past, and even more recently where you look at someone and you go, something's up, someone's, you know, something's wrong. I mean, if I didn't ever do that, how would I know when to go help my friends that were in trouble? If I never identified them as, hey, I think something's wrong with them, I would never go help them. What would you do about that, Shelley?
I'm sorry. To be honest, I wasn't listening.
I was saying that if you're not supposed to look at someone and say there's anything wrong with them, what do you do about people that are like screwing themselves up? Do you just let them die because you don't want to say anything?
Well, no, I mean...
Then how do you do that without saying anything to them?
I've approached someone and asked them if they were okay to get their assessment of what their problem is.
What if they say, yeah, I'm okay, I'm fine?
Then the next step was to gently say, well, we've noticed that you're having a problem with XYZ.
They don't even notice.
So then the guy goes, oh, so you're pointing a finger at me?
Is your mic still on?
He'll say, I heard you on the show say you don't ever point fingers at people.
I never said I never point fingers at people.
Left? All right.
I heard that.
Didn't you say you shouldn't point at people?
No.
And then you got mad at yourself for pointing at the people that didn't point at people?
No, that did point at people.
Oh.
Get it straight.
Okay. So in other words, yes, you did say that.
I said that. Maybe I'm unclear on what it is that you want me to say.
At home could see this. Quite intriguing.
The background
Sarah's become the third commentator here. She's over in the background. You know what she's doing? I can see it in her eyes. She's getting ready
to
toss you under the bus.
Maybe we can get a webcam and have this on YouTube.
Maybe if you donate to Recovery 101, we could get another host and then I would be off the hook.
No, that's not funny.
Turn that thing back around.
Oh, there's a webcam.
Turn that thing back around. I don't like that eye on me.
Shelly, it's not even plugged in.
I don't care.
Acceptance is the answer to all.
It's like one of
those
robot things. It can get you.
It's a cool little program thing in the background.
Yeah.
This show got out of control.
Free skate.
There it goes. Bye-bye.
So then what do you think, Shelly?
I don't know. I think that I don't know whether or not my program is getting better or if I'm just getting used to thinking in a different way because I find myself reflexively praying when I get frustrated.
So is your disease getting better or sicker?
I think it's dying a slow, horrible death.
Well, that's the way it should be.
I'm doing reflexive praying. I'm, you know, when people frustrate me or I start to get angry, I'm
chapter
you're
six.
Doing
a little
bit.
Action.
What?
You're doing what? Reflexive praying?
Yes. Reflexive. It's a reflex.
No one's hearing that, Mark, because you don't have a mic in your hand. Reflex praying? There's an antacid for that.
Okay, where it becomes automatic. Oh my gosh, the show is like totally off the rails.
I've just never heard. I've never
reflexive.
Once in my life
something
heard anyone.
To you.
I've never heard anyone use that term, and I'm sure that everyone out in the audience has heard it, but
if
I've
something
never heard
happens
it, so.
To you,
chapter two is there's
or
a solution.
Or around you, or you're upset about something, and the automatic response becomes pray about it. It's a
okay.
reflex action.
Okay. I just never heard of it, so I just know what I didn't. I was just throwing it out there because there might be someone somewhere who hasn't heard of it.
Okay, I'm.
I mean, we're fortunate here because we have someone who's a librarian who has an incredible vocabulary.
I'm not a librarian. I'm a library clerk. I'm in technical. I'm in technical services.
She's not a stewardess. She's a flight attendant. Which actually, she's an air waitress.
An air waitress.
She's like an air waitress at the library.
Yeah.
I give up.
Well, that's okay, because it's time for your final words.
Oh, crap. That was my final words.
That was your final words?
I don't know. I'm completely lost in this topic.
How sick is your disease?
I was in the middle of saying a bunch of stuff about it, and then you had the thing about the reflex, and I reflexively got off track. And now I've forgotten what I was saying. So, Mark? What are your final
words? That was only what you were saying at that time. What would your final words on it be?
Well, I was hoping to finish the thought, but the thought is gone. There it goes. Bye-bye. Final words right now. Go to Mark.
I was going to say, so give an alternate thought. Okay, Mark.
Yes.
What are your final words?
Well, my final words are that my disease is at the gym all night long, working out and getting strong. So I need to do the things to work out my program and follow all the things that I've been told that are the exercise program for my recovery. Go to meetings, pray, read the big book, call my sponsor. And as long as I'm doing those things, I'm keeping up. So my disease doesn't get ahead of me. I'll never be more powerful than it. Therefore, I have to surrender to it. But I need to do all the things in my exercise routine for my sobriety.
Sweet. Shelley, what are your final words on the subject? Round two.
Redo.
I'm wrapped in bubble wrap.
I think that I am going to put the word disease on a little piece of paper and stick it in my God box and let God take care of it.
There you go. Bruce.
I think that by strengthening my program, I weaken my disease.
Perfect.
Shelley.
Are we done yet?
Who are our friends online?
Oh, we're not done yet.
I don't know. Are we usually done?
That
at
would
this
be
point?
intherooms.com. They run an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show on the embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Free! Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
12-Step Gazette, 12stepgazette.com. You can go up and read his fine, fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you, or you can get the subscription prescription and have it sent to you via our fine United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com. And recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack stuff, that's right, the crack advertising staff, You can send us an email to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. You can also use that one or any of our other ways of contacting us.
And the guy in charge of the crack staff is called the crackhead, right?
It's like the head nurse.
Or the head crack. Yeah.
It's like the head waitress.
Get your head.
She works under the table.
The head butt crack.
Are they butt trusted? They're butt trusted servants?
We have videos?
YouTube.com/easylooking, YouTube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
And Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Okay, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Lay my head down by the river, where I go is not where I've been. Sometimes I lay at night, it feels forever. I pray to God this just my end. laying in the corner and trying to scrape the wall. Freezing from the side and I'm shivering and cold. I smoke my last cigarette, I'm crawling on the floor. I'm screaming from the side and I don't know. Forever, one time.